Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. The summary of the psychology of money, my top 10 things, my top 10 learnings from this classic by Morgan Housel, and what is the combination of Think and Grow Rich with psychology of money to get your financial freedom. This summary should not be a substitute of not reading the book. Nahi, ye reason hona chahiye. This video should be the reason to read the book. And of course, if you are watching till the end and giving your inputs on what are the top 3 things out of this top 10 which you liked it and which you're going to apply, and if you email it to us with a subscription of our channel, you might win a copy of Psychology of Money delivered to your doorstep. Okay, so I'm looking at for 3 winners from the list of this. Within 2 weeks, you're going to get this on the email which is mentioned over here. So give your best shot to win the prize. Let's begin this. First one, looking wealthy versus being wealthy. Dosto, aajkal logo ko achha paise wala dikhna hai, paise wala banna nahi hai. Iska matlab, see, when you look at a person with a big car, when you look at a particular person with the new iPhone, you look at a particular person with a new cruise holiday, oh, they look rich. Most people want to look rich. They don't want to be rich in life. So, बहुत बहुत गहरा अंतर है कि यार वो नया घर लिया, वो नई गाड़ी ली, उसके पीछे कितना लोन है, कितना EMI जा रहा है, वो नहीं दिखता लोगों को. लेकिन लोगों को पैसे वाला दिखना है, पैसे वाला बनना नहीं है. If you really want to become financially free, then focus on being wealthy, not just looking wealthy. That's the first and the most powerful distinction which I learned from the psychology of money. If you look at me right now, I mean, I'm not having any flashy cars, I'm not having any flashy phones or maybe flashy watches. No, simple. Ek simple sa white shirt, simple over here. Everything is very simple because I believe that I don't need to look rich. I need to be rich through my mindset. That's the most powerful distinction of this particular book. Pehla distinction. The second distinction. Time is your biggest wealth in life. Yes, my friends. Your biggest wealth is time. Time is very precious. Bita hua waqt kabhi nahi aata. And using your money, if you can get the time freedom, you are very, very rich in life. Understand this. See, most people who are running for money, they don't understand that you're actually trading time for money. Aap vyavhar kar rahe ho by putting your time and getting the money. But kahan tak karenge? Because time is a limited resource. Aur is book mein bataya gaya hai ki aisi kaun si bhi cheez jisse aap aapka keemti samay bacha sakte ho, that's going to make you very, very rich. That's the important distinction of how you look at your relationship with time. So all rich people want the time freedom. All rich people will find they are free. They are free to do whatever you want to do in life. Or is samay, if you're really working for money by doing the things which you don't like, you're not rich in life. On the other hand, agar samjho, for example, if I'm coaching you on the principles of Think and Grow Rich, jo bhi time mein bita raha hu, oh, it's complete freedom from me because I love what I'm doing. So it's giving me the freedom to save the time, to enjoy my time and also earn a lot of money. So, बहुत important distinction है कि आपका time, आपका समय is the most precious asset which you have got over here. Third distinction, know what is enough. Enough is enough. Now, what do you mean by enough? इसमें बहुत beautiful example दिया गया है of Rajat Gupta जी का. Kolkata की झोपड़ी है, from a slum he started his career and he went to the next level and became the CEO of McKinsey and then in Goldman Sachs board director. But what happened? He couldn't draw the line of what is enough. I mean, he was a $100 million net worth person. He wanted to become a billionaire. See, there is never an end to this. But he put his reputation at his stake by the insider trading scam. So you got to draw a line that what is enough for you. I mean, if you compare yourself with someone else, then it's never going to be enough. So always, always, एक दायरे में रहिए, बिकॉज पैसा ऐसी चीज है, इफ यू हैवंट ड्रॉन अ लाइन देन यू नेवर एवर बी हैप्पी with the money which you have got. Although you will have a lot of money, but you'll never be having the, because we have not drawn the line of what is enough. So a figure lucky kar liye, 1 crore, 5 crore, 10 crore, 20 crore, 50 crore, 100 crore, whatever it is. But draw a line that enough is enough. That's the third most important learning from the psychology of money, according to me. The fourth learning, the power of compounding. Einstein said that compounding duniya ka 8th ajuba hai. Psychology of money mein, Ronald James ka example bahut behtareen example hai. Ek simple se janitor, I mean, bas kapda pocha maarte the in J.C. Penney, worked for 25 years, and when he died, came in the news, he had a net worth of $8 million. Kaise? He was investing regularly in stocks. Bas bachate gaye, compounding hota gaya, returns hota gaya, kabhi withdraw nahi kiya. $2 million he gave to his sons, which were adopted sons, and $6 million unhone invest kiya ek hospital mein just as charity. $8 million net worth of a janitor working in J.C. Penney. अगर यार ये अगर चीज कर सकते हैं कंपाउंडिंग इफेक्ट से, अगर आपने तय कर लिया कि यार ये मेरा इन्वेस्टमेंट कंपाउंडिंग होते जाएगा होते जाएगा होते जाएगा, निकालूंगा नहीं, ओ दैट्स द 8th वंडर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, डेफिनेटली यू कैन बिकम फाइनेंशियली फ्री. आई थिंक दिस इज द 4th पावरफुल लर्निंग फ्रॉम द साइकोलॉजी ऑफ मनी, द पावर ऑफ कंपाउंडिंग. द 5th वन, लक इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. लक, यू गॉट टू बी लकी टू बिकम फाइनेंशियली फ्री. Yeah, everybody says he got lucky, man. यहाँ पे lottery winners के बारे में बताया गया है that on an average in America, people spend $400 annually on lottery tickets, on buying lottery tickets. क्या उनको लगता है कि यार कोई ना कोई तो lottery जीतता होगा? But कितने लोग जो lottery जीतने के बाद में they become bankrupt? Why? Because they have not programmed their mindset to become rich. Luck is very important, but that is not going to make you financially free. यहाँ पे अर्ल नाइटिंगेल ने बहुत बेहतरीन डेफिनेशन दिया है लक के बारे में. व्हाट इज लक? लक इज व्हेन अपॉर्चुनिटी मीट्स प्रिपेयर्डनेस. अगर आपके पास अपॉर्चुनिटी आई, बट इफ यू नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड, यू आर नॉट लकी इन लाइफ. लक इज व्हेन अपॉर्चुनिटी मीट्स प्रिपेयर्डनेस, उसी के साथ में आप अपना लक बनाइए. एंड द बेस्ट वे टू लुक एट लक इज लाइक दिस. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू विन इन द कैसीनो इज यू फॉलो दिस वन रूल, आप कैसीनो में एंटर ही मत करो. दैट्स द बेस्ट वे टू विन इन द कैसीनो. अगर आप गए कैसीनो में, यू नो यू आर नेवर गोइंग टू गेट अ चांस टू बी लकी अगेंस्ट द हाउस. द हाउस इज ऑलवेज गोइंग टू विन. जो कैसीनो ओनर है वो हमेशा जीतने वाला है. सो द बेस्ट वे टू बिकम लकी इज टू अवॉइड द थिंग्स. आई विल नॉट फाइट द बैटल्स विच आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू विन, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू लूज. सो यू अवॉइड दोज थिंग्स. That's how you become lucky in life. You prepare yourself in such a way कि मैं कोई चीजें करूंगा ही नहीं. That's where you become lucky in life. यहाँ पे Napoleon Hill ने बहुत powerful distinction दिया है और बहुत जबरदस्त powerful line है. शायद से दिल पे ouch moment आएगा. What is this line? He says, lottery winners are potential cheaters in life. Why? Because they are expecting something to get without giving something. See, lottery winners, बस हमारा लक हो गया, हम पैसा कमा लिया. अरे भाई क्या दिया आपने? कुछ नहीं दिया. They are potential cheaters in life. Understand this. Those who want to win lotteries, उनसे दूर रहिए भाई. Because they are expecting something in return without providing any service. They are potential cheaters in life. It's a big statement, but understand this, the deeper meaning behind this, what Napoleon Hill is trying to say with this. This is the 5th distinction from the psychology of money, which I truly like. Number 6th. Willpower to save. See, savings is a habit. मैं नहीं बोलता हूँ कि आपके पास cash flow challenges रहेगी, EMI burden रहेगा, तो saving करते जाओ. No, I'm saying it is not the percentage of saving which is important. It is the habit of saving which is going to make you financially free. Understand this. Start small. Start with maybe 1%. Start with maybe 1,000 rupees a month. Start with maybe 100 rupees a month. But वो habit बनेगी. That habit is going to develop to have the power of saving. और वो कैसे बनेगी? With the willpower to save. Understand this. Warren Buffett को बहुत बड़ा माना गया in investment game and his net worth is more than $100 billion. So the power behind this is his habit of saving. He always kept on saving. He never came out of his savings, and that's where he became one of the richest men in the world. I think this is a very powerful distinction. The willpower to save is going to make you financially free, not your hard work, not your smart work. This is the 6th distinction which I love from the psychology of money. The 7th distinction, Don't lose your sleep for money, man. I've seen people जो पैसे के पीछे भागते रहते हैं, कुछ गलत कुछ अच्छा कर लेते हैं और फिर रात की नींद, हमारे गुजराती में बोलते हैं ऊंग वेची ने उजागरा करवाना. What do you mean by this? ऐसी कोई भी चीज मत करो जिससे आपकी रात की नींद हराम हो जाए. पैसा जरूरी है, पैसा इज अ वेरी गुड मास्टर सर्वेंट, लेकिन उसको आप अपना बॉस बना देंगे तो आपकी नींद हराम होने वाली है. अंडरस्टैंड दिस, ओनली गिव इंपॉर्टेंस टू मनी फॉर द थिंग्स द मनी विच प्रोवाइड्स यू. आप उसको खुदा बना देंगे, गलत बात. इट्स गोइंग टू रूइन ऑल योर पीस ऑफ माइंड. यू हैव स्लीपलेस नाइट्स, यू स्टार्ट टू डू समथिंग विच आर नॉट रिक्वायर्ड टू डू, योर वैल्यू सिस्टम विल नॉट से ये करना नहीं करना. दैट्स व्हेन यू स्टार्ट टू लूज योर स्लीप, यू गेट द एंग्जाइटी, यू किल योर सेल्फ बिकॉज यू मेक मनी एज योर मास्टर. नो, मनी इज अ गुड सर्वेंट, यू आर द मास्टर. आई थिंक दैट्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट डिस्टिंक्शन. यू डोंट हैव टू लूज योर स्लीप फॉर मनी. द एट इंपॉर्टेंट प्रिंसिपल इन दिस साइकोलॉजी ऑफ मनी विच आई लव इज रिस्क वर्सेस रिटर्न. यस माई फ्रेंड, अगर आपको रिस्क नहीं लेनी है तो आपको रिटर्न नहीं आने वाले. रिस्क कैसी लेनी? कैलकुलेटेड रिस्क लेनी, एज इफ के आई गॉट अ बफर प्लान, आई गॉट अ बफर प्लान टू के अगर समझो वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियो हो गया तो भी आई एम गोइंग टू बी सर्वाइविंग. तो इसमें ऐसा मत करिए कि यार 4% मुझे इंटरेस्ट मिल रहा है मेरी FDs में. हाँ, देर इज एब्सोल्युटली नो रिस्क, कंप्लीटली सेफ. गलत जवाब. यू आर एक्चुअली किलिंग योर वेल्थ. For example, if inflation is going by 6% or 7%, you're losing every year 2%, 3%. तो आपको कुछ तो रिस्क लेनी पड़ेगी. मे बी इन्वेस्टमेंट्स इन बॉन्ड्स और स्टॉक्स और म्यूचुअल फंड्स और SIPs, जो भी आप समझ सकते हो, जो मॉडरेट रिस्क ले सकते हो, आपके पोर्टफोलियो डिवाइड कर सकते हो, सो यू कैन स्टार्ट टू गेट द returns. विदाउट रिस्क देर इज नो रिटर्न. जीरो रिस्क इज जीरो रिटर्न. नेगेटिव रिस्क, नेगेटिव रिटर्न. यू गॉट टू टेक सम रिस्क टू गेट द रिटर्न्स इन लाइफ. आई थिंक इसका बैलेंस करना बहुत जरूरी है और उसी में आपकी साइकोलॉजी काम में आएगी, बिकॉज इट इज एक्चुअली अ गेम ऑफ साइकोलॉजी, हाउ यू बैलेंस योर रिस्क एंड रिटर्न. दिस इज द 8th प्रिंसिपल विच आई लव फ्रॉम साइकोलॉजी ऑफ मनी. द 9th वन, इन्वेस्टिंग इन योर सेल्फ. यस माई फ्रेंड, द बेस्ट इन्वेस्टमेंट विच यू कैन डू इज इन्वेस्टिंग इन योर ओन सेल्फ. I mean, I have not got big cars, I have not got big houses, I have not got big expensive watches, I have not gone for big holidays and lavish things, no. But I, every year, I and my family invest a lot of money, in fact, lakhs and lakhs of rupees on our own self, investing on our own self. That means we take coaching programs and training programs, we travel all across the world, but we will coach from the best of the best because investing in yourself is the best investment. Because aap agar aap mein invest nahi karenge to aur kaun karega? See, most people do not invest in themselves because wo koi material cheez dikhti nahi hai. iPhone 14 Max Pro dikhta hai haath mein, but wo jo 1 lakh rupya aapne aapke investment pe lagaya, aapke khud pe lagaya, wo dikhta nahi hai, but it's a most powerful thing. Usse aap 10 iPhone khareed sakte ho, utni aapki abilities badhti hai, your potential starts to be unleashed. So always, always invest in yourself, although it's not visible. Aapko koi tangible turant koi benefit dikhenge nahi, but I think that's the best thing. My success is only because of me keeping on investing in myself, always being a lifelong learner. I think that's the 9th powerful distinction from the psychology of money. And the final one, the 10th one, develop a millionaire's mindset. Yes, my friend, you got to develop that mindset to become a millionaire. See, most people think in terms of scarcity. Pehle mera chahiye, 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 chahiye. What's happening? When you have the scarcity mindset, you only attract the scarcity. Yeah, like attracts like. Sabko pata hai. But always they don't look at from the perspective, they don't apply this. It's just lip service. They only focus on scarcity. Pehle mera, chahiye, chahiye, chahiye. अरे चाहिए चाहिए चाहिए, पहले अब स्केर्स में रहेंगे तो आपको स्केर्सिटी अट्रैक्ट करेंगे. बट व्हेन यू स्टार्ट टू डेवलप द मिलियनर्स माइंडसेट, यू बिकम अ गिवर इन लाइफ, यू थिंक लॉन्ग टर्म, एंड व्हेन यू थिंक अबंडेंस, यू स्टार्ट टू अट्रैक्ट द अबंडेंस इन लाइफ. लाइक अट्रैक्ट्स लाइक. व्हेन यू डेवलप द मिलियनर्स माइंडसेट, यू चेंज योर ब्लूप्रिंट, यू चेंज योर न्यूरल पाथवेज, यू डेवलप दैट फाइनेंशियल थर्मोस्टेट. जैसे आपका थर्मोस्टेट बढ़ते गया बढ़ते गया बढ़ते गया, वैसे आपकी इनकम बढ़ती गई बढ़ती गई बढ़ती गई, एंड यू गोइंग टू गेट द फाइनेंशियल फ्रीडम इन द मच मोर फास्टर, द शॉर्टर एंड द बेस्ट वे. डेवलपिंग योर मिलियनर्स माइंडसेट इज द बेस्ट वे टू गेट फाइनेंशियल फ्रीडम. आई थिंक दैट्स द फाइनल लर्निंग विच आई गॉट फ्रॉम साइकोलॉजी ऑफ मनी. आई थिंक इट्स अ वेरी पावरफुल बुक. टू कंक्लूड, अर्निंग मनी इज वेरी सिंपल. डू नॉट कॉम्प्लिकेट थिंग्स इन लाइफ. read the book Psychology of Money, start to apply every principle which you learn. Remember, only compare your earnings, your net worth with your net worth earlier on. That means you compete with your own self, because life mein aisi situation hamesha hamesha rahegi that you are either more rich than someone else or less rich than someone else. It's always going to be that way, unless you are the richest man in the world. So my request to you is, do not compare yourself with anyone else. Compare yourself with your results, your actions, the improvements. I think that's the best takeaway from the Psychology of Money. Win that particular gift of this hard copy delivered to your doorstep and get ready to think and grow rich. Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.